Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Well, good morning, Miracle Camp. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. What has been your favorite part of camp so far? Shout it out. Tubing? R&R? A lot of you guys seem to like R&R. It seems to be the top right now. Good. All right. Those all sound great. Well, my name is Sam, and I am usually in the back running all of the sound and tech and all of that kind of stuff, but they let me up here with the microphone, so let's see how it goes. So to start things off, we're going to play a game. Who has ever played Two Truths and a Lie before? Okay, so for those of you who haven't played, somebody will come up and they will make up two truths and one lie about themselves, and then it is all of your guys' job to guess which one is the lie. So me and all of the other leaders that are leading teaching this week came up with all of them, so I'd like to invite them all up here right now. Give it up for our leaders. So does everybody understand how to play? Yes? All right, let's go for it. I'm going to start us off. So we have slides for all of us, so you guys. Yeah, so mine is, my first is I have driven a motorcycle. My second is I have twin brothers. And my third is I have read the Bible from start to finish 5 times. Which one do you think is a lie? 1, 2, or 3? Hold it up. 1, 2, or 3? All right, I see a lot of twos. I think that's what you guys are going with. Well, my is I actually do have twin brothers. Yeah, and I have read the Bible from start to finish 5 times, so I've never driven a motorcycle. All of you guessed one. You did a good job. All right, next up is Molly.
Okay, everyone. Also, Million Mason cannot answer these questions. Okay, I was in Brazil 2 weeks ago. I have never gotten in a car crash, and I'm 16 years older than my brother. Which one do you think? I see a lot of threes and twos. Okay, you ready? The lie is number 2. I have gotten in a car crash.
All right. Maybe. Okay, my name is Brie. I have run 13 miles straight. I'm going to college to be a doctor. And I have been to 5 different countries in 1 summer. Okay. I see a lot of ones. Okay. The lie is number 2. I am not going to college to be a doctor. I'm going to college to be an engineer.
Hi, guys. I'm Reagan. Oops. I met you guys last night. Hello. So, here is my two truths and a lie. So, number 1, the first time I have ever played a snare drum was while hanging from the ceiling. I am the only one in my family with curly red hair. And I used to have a 3-legged dog. A lot of twos. The lie is number 3. I never had a 3-legged dog. I used to have a dog with epilepsy, which means she had seizures, but not a 3-legged dog.
All right. Hello. My name is Livy. Mine, a little short. It's okay. My first one is that I have 8 cats at my house back at home, and my favorite color is pink. And I have ridden an elephant before. What do you guys think? The lie is number 3. I've never ridden an elephant before. It's on the bucket list, though. Just never happened yet.
Hi, everybody. My name is Layla, and here is mine. My first one is I went to the state championship in swimming. My second one is that I have a dog named Spencer. And my third one is, I love coffee. Don't know. a lot of twos. I see a lot of twos. Two is the lie. I do have a dream of having a dog named Spencer. I just don't have it yet. But I did go to the state championship in swimming. So anyway, that's all I got. Thank you.
I've not been to the state championship in swimming.
Hello. All right. I've got three, like everybody else. I've been to Norway. I love video games. And someone took my water bottle when I went to a baseball game. One, two, three. One, two, three. The lie was number two. I don't. Now let's listen to Sam as he continues.
Yes, Sam!
Well, everybody, give it up for our leaders. Good job, leaders. Did anybody get every single one right? Did anybody get it? Oh, a couple of you? Really? Well, I didn't even get them all right, and I made them. So, does anybody know why we played that game? Anybody got a guess? Raise your hand. You got a guess? What do you got? Because lying is a sin. Very close. If you flip it on its head, think about it. We've been talking about this on the case. How can we follow God? We can follow God by not lying or by, just shout it out, telling the truth. Right, exactly. We're going to be talking about how we can follow God by telling the truth. So, our Bible story today is in Luke 19, 1 through 10. So if you go there, it's first right start of the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels, right? Correct. It's right at the start of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So if you hit Matthew, Mark, or Luke, or John, you're getting pretty close. So Luke 19. Has anybody heard the story of Zacchaeus before? Who's heard the story of Zacchaeus? Yes, Zacchaeus. It's a great story. So, bring it back in. We're going to read the story now. So we're in Luke 19, 1 through 10. So it starts like this. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man named Zacchaeus lived there. He was chief tax collector and was very rich. Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was a short man. He could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree. He wanted to see Jesus, who was coming that way. Well, as you guys heard, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Who knows what a tax collector is? Without using the words tax or collector, who can tell me? Right here. Mm-hmm. It's hard when you don't use tax and collector, right? Do you have one? No? How about you? They take your money, right? Who likes it when people come and take your money? Who likes to pay for stuff? I don't know, man. Somebody just comes up and just is like, yeah, I'm just going to, you just owe this, so I'm just going to take it. This is mine now, and we're just going to go over here, right? Nobody likes that. That's not good. No, nobody likes that. So the people of that day, in Zacchaeus' day, didn't like Zacchaeus very much because he would come up and take their money. But Zacchaeus wasn't a very good tax collector. He would take more money than the people owed. How would you like it if you owed somebody money? You say, you lend somebody $5, right? You give them $5. But then they come back and say, well, you owe me $10. No, I don't. I gave you $5. But you got to owe them, so you have to give them $10. That's not very fun, isn't it? You're losing more money than you gave away. That's not any fun. And so the people of the day did not like Zacchaeus. And so he had a hard time getting to Jesus to listen to what he had to say. So let's keep reading. In verse 5, Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was, and he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down at once. I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All of the people saw this and began to whisper among themselves. They said, Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner. So when Jesus was walking by the market, he looked up into the tree, and there's just somebody in the tree right there. He says, Zacchaeus, what are you doing up there? Come down here. I must come and stay at your house today. How do you think that made the people of the day feel? Like all of me, I'm over here doing a good job. I'm not taking anybody's money, but Jesus doesn't want to stay at my house, right? They might have been jealous, might have been angry, upset at Jesus, upset at Zacchaeus, right? Jesus is over here wanting to spend the night at Zacchaeus' house. But Zacchaeus is a bad person. Nobody wants to stay with Zacchaeus. But then Jesus completely flipped that around. So let's keep reading. In verse 8, Zacchaeus stood up and he said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of what I owe to those who are poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay it back. I will pay it back four times the amount I took." Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to your house. You are a member of Abraham's family line. The Son of Man came to look for the lost and save them." Because of Jesus, Zacchaeus decided to give all the money that he took and gave it back to all of the people he took it from, and he gave more than what he took. So imagine that same person again. You owed them $5, they took 10, but then they meet Jesus, they give you $400 back. 40. I can do math. Trust me. $40 back. $40. That's a lot of money for $5, right? You give $5 away and you get 40 back. Imagine that. That's a lot of money. Imagine what you could do with $40. So, now is the story of Zacchaeus starting to click? Is it starting to make more sense? Right? You're starting to understand it a little more? Who remembers Zacchaeus now that you've heard it again? Remembers it? Yep. Better question. Do you guys still learn the Zacchaeus song in Sunday school? Yes? Zacchaeus song? Who knows the song? Zacchaeus song? You want to sing it? Right, exactly. Round of applause for yourself. You guys have amazing voices. So see, guys, Zacchaeus did not tell the truth to a lot of people when he took for them. And that didn't get him a lot of friends. In fact, he didn't have any friends at all. Have any of you guys told a lie before? Just a little itty-bitty little tiny lie? Never told a lie. No, all of us have told a lie before. Have you ever broken something and blamed it on your sibling? Have you ever taken something and said you didn't before? Right? All of us have told a little lie before. I know I have. I have a little brother who is about your guys' age. He's 9 years old. Who's 9 in this room? Right? My little brother is 9, and me and him, we're brothers. We don't exactly get along all the time. And a lot of times we're at each other's throats because he broke something, he blames it on me. I broke something, I blame it on him. We just kind of go at each other like brothers do. But in the end, if we don't tell the truth, we always get caught, right? You don't get away with not telling the truth. Some way, somehow, at some time, it will come back and bite you in the butt. Now, does that sound familiar? Who remembers Abe from yesterday? You remember what he talked about? Just shout it out. What did he talk about? Anybody got one? Anybody got anything? Who did he talk about? Livy, what did he talk about? He talked about obedience, remember? He talked about how when you obey, you don't get the punishment. How when you put your hand on the stove, oh, that's hot, that hurts. But when you obey and you listen to your parents and don't put your hand on the stove, it saves you from a whole lot of trouble, right? It's the same thing with telling the truth. If you try your best to not lie and to tell the truth, it will save you from a lot of punishment. It's hard to tell the truth, though, isn't it? All the time. It's so hard. It's so easy just to say that one little lie. But the only person, in fact, one person who's never told a lie, who is it? Anybody? Jesus, exactly. Every single one of us has trouble telling the truth. Me, you, your cabin leaders, all of us, all of the leaders, everybody here. Everybody has had trouble telling the truth at one point or another. All of us need God's help telling the truth. Well, you remember Zacchaeus? Well, his life was completely flipped on his head because of Jesus. He wanted to change his life from bad to good because of what Jesus did for him. Remember that Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and he stole from people and took money all the time. But because of Jesus, he wanted to change all of that. He wanted to start the process of giving back what he had stolen and trying his best to follow Jesus. But do you think that Zacchaeus was all of a sudden just perfect and he told the truth 100% all the time after Jesus? No. It was a process. It takes time. And it's not all of a sudden. It's not like as soon as you follow Jesus, oh, I'm never going to tell a lie again. I'm never going to sin. No, that's not how it works. We're imperfect. That's why we need Jesus. But even when we don't tell the truth, even when we fall away, even when we don't obey, Jesus always forgives us. And we can always come back to him. All you have to do is reach out to God. Isn't that so cool? All we have to do is we can just talk to God and say, God, I messed up again. Please forgive me. And he does. He doesn't hold anything against us. He always forgives us. One of the best ways to follow God, guys, it's very simple, but also very hard, is to tell the truth. Now think about it. Every time something happens, you get in a situation where, ooh, it would be very easy to lie right now. There's a broken vase on the floor, and there's two siblings right there. One of you broke it, one of you didn't. It could be very easy to say it was him. He did it. That wasn't me. But every time you think that, you have to come back to God and say, God, no, I need your help. It was me. I did it. I need to own up to it. And in the long run, owning up to it will get you the better result. Now, you may think, oh, I just got out of punishment right here. Best to stay out of that. Right? But when you come back to Jesus and tell the truth, your reward is tenfold what the punishment was. It's so much better, even though it's hard. And lying is a sin, isn't it? It's one of the Ten Commandments, right? Sin is going against God's way for us. Every time you don't tell the truth, you disobey God. But again, he forgives you. He loves you, and he wants to bring you back. So, what have we learned from Zacchaeus? We learned that we will not get what we want by not telling the truth, right? You can't get what you want. It's just not going to work. It's, yeah, he did it. He broke it, but in the end, does that really help you? Because you know, and God knows who actually broke it. We learned that Jesus will always forgive us if we ask for it, no matter what we did. Because to God, all sin is sin. It's all the same. It's all equal. And he loves us no matter what. And we learned that we can follow Jesus by telling the truth. So I'm going to pray for you guys, and then you guys are good to go.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.